Joined right now with Ian from Cohen Hiley, and we are asking him some very fantastic questions this morning. If you have any more, feel free to do so through the text line or give us a call at 519-643-1039.
And then, you know, if you are nervous for asking the question and you don't want your name or anything, we will not,
nope,
we'll not throw your name. We're not going to give out your social security number or anything like that.
Tell Ian everything that we know about you.
That's not the goal here. We try to keep things anonymous and give free legal advice. We've actually gotten some
great
messages
questions
in this morning.
Yes.
So Ian, let's start with this one. So this is from a listener saying, I've been divorced for over 10 years. I didn't work for 10 years staying at home with the kids. We were married for over 20 years. Am I entitled to any of my ex's CPP?
Interestingly, it depends on the province, but here, absolutely. In fact, even if there's an agreement that's signed that says that you're not entitled to it, that provision is invalid. So, yes, she is entitled to share the CPP credits.
Okay.
Okay. Hopefully that one was helpful this morning. We had another one that says, good morning. Can you ask that I have a house with my dad as a co-signer, and it's a lien on his house. Can I sell?
So a lien is basically he may owe a debt or something
right,
like that. This is for the listeners.
Okay.
And then they put a lien against the house and say, well, this money is owing. So certainly the home could be sold if the lien is paid off, but it is put in place to make it more difficult to sell.
Okay.
So a buyer's not going to be able to buy a home with a lien on it. So the lien needs to be discharged or dealt with. So should see a real estate lawyer. And the name I'll give out is Megan Jenner at our office, who deals with liens and real estate deals all the time.
So then they couldn't sell that home and pay off the lien. The lien has to be paid off before.
It might be able to be to occur exactly at the same time, but
okay,
that would be a question for Megan.
All right. Now, we had another one this morning that says, do I need a lawyer to finalize my divorce? We have been legally separated for 4 years now, both with agreements to finalize it. However, we have not.
Okay, so it depends on what the caller means by agreement, whether it's a separation agreement, which is a contract, or whether they just verbally have agreed, hey, let's get divorced, and whether the terms are dealt with. Generally speaking, the court doesn't care if the correct provisions are not made as far as spousal support, equalization, although the caller should be aware that there is a limitation period of 6 years from the date of separation or 2 years from the date of divorce to claim an equalization.
Mm.
But no, if it's just a straight divorce, that's all that's being sought. The only reason a judge would not permit that divorce, there are some technical legal ways, but they don't really apply anymore. The only way is if proper child support is not being paid. So they could do it themselves, but, you know, it would be like a dentist saying, yeah, you could pull your own tooth as well. But you might want to see a dentist.
Probably not a good idea.
Yeah. They could. They could go down to the courthouse. They could save some money, maybe. But probably, I mean, as far as things go, legally, getting a divorce is not tremendously expensive.
Right.
Particularly if they don't want it and they're sharing the cost, they're probably better using a lawyer.
All right, Ian, we are getting a lot of messages this morning, so we will save some of them for next time. Anybody that has texted us in, and still feel free to ask us a burning question at 519-643-1039. Ian, we will ask you one more before we let you go this morning. We got someone that said, what essentials should I have put in place with the event that I pass away to ensure that my children are cared for and that assets will be distributed to them or towards their care?
Well, the biggest thing is to have a will. Because so if you die without a will, that's legally called dying intestate. And there are all sorts of rules. But the biggest thing the caller would need to know is that a lot of that money is going to disappear to the government and the assets are going to be treated a certain way. Whereas if the person wants to make sure that, the children or whoever it is benefit from the estate, then they need to have a will.
Yeah, so essentially have it in writing.
Yes, yes, but it's not just enough to write your own will. There is something called a holographic will, which you can, but it's very, very difficult and will no doubt lead to litigation. Because there are concerns about wills, about was the person competent at the time of making it. So if you want to avoid people suing each other after you've passed away, you're better going to a lawyer to have your will done, who can then say, yes, I met with the person was of sound mind, and these were her or his wishes.
And this is exactly why we do this.
Does my holographic will perform concerts that people can pay to go to?
Wow.
Not that kind of...
Ian, if we had a ton of questions, if someone, you know, wants their question answered right away, how do they reach out to you? How do they ask? Who do they get in touch with?
So if they go to our website at Cohen Highley, CohenHighley.com, they could email me at Sneddon@CohenHighley.com. That's probably the two fastest ways.
Okay. Sneddon, S-N-E-D-D. Two D's in your last name, E-N at CohenHighley.com.
Two D's, O-N at CohenHighley.com.
This is why we have you on here to make sure. Ian, thank you as always.
I should clarify that.